I, for one, am very politically engaged. I really like knowing what's going on. I listen to the news. I definitely consume a lot of content in that way. And sometimes it's easy to get sucked down that rabbit hole. And I feel like I want to come back to my center as well, because I definitely have been feeling at my edge. I've been feeling crazy at times, over everything that's going on. And I feel afraid. I feel afraid of what's going to happen. So I know that I need to come back to center, come into a place of calm. And I know that the more of us that are doing that, the more we can be engaged in a way that's more positive than negative. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for myself, I notice the frustration and the anger that arises in me and the avoidance. I don't want to engage with what's going on. I don't want to know. I just want to check out. I don't want to watch the news when I was watching
We're
that. Yeah,
opposite.
I absolutely. I just like I'm like I don't want that energy. But I think it's important to be engaged and to know what's going on, because it's only through our understanding of the situation that we can truly that we can really be effective. We can't just tune out completely. And especially when we have a vote that matters, we need to be informed. And so I want to be able to show up to what is going on and to be compassionate for all the different perspectives and to be have my heart open to listen to what people have to say, what fears they have, what frustrations they have, without my own angst and frustration and wishing that they didn't feel the way this they feel. Because we all just feel the ways that we feel, and we need to be heard and recognized for that. This election season is taking us all to our edges in so many ways. Oftentimes, we think about our edges, especially when it comes to stressful situations like our current context in America, as pretty negative. It feels hard to be at our edges. It feels hard to be pushed to frustration and to anger and to confusion and distrust. These are really tough emotions, but it's an opportunity to see ourselves and to learn about ourselves at those edges. As we meet the edges of our tolerance, the edges of our patience, the edges of our allowing of what is going on in life, we get to learn so much more about ourselves, and we get to step into new insight about life and about how we can show up and about where there's space for us to breathe our love and our power and our awareness into the current situation, because we can't control the world. We can't control our nation. We can't control our leaders. We can vote for the people that we believe in, and we absolutely have a say there, and we absolutely have an influence in the conversations that we have. But the change starts within us. We can start to make that change within ourselves, to develop more compassion, to develop more courage to show up in the face of so much tension, with more understanding and more peace for ourselves to be sane during this time, so that we aren't killing ourselves with all of the anger and all of the resentment that we have inside of us, but also for the sake of this nation, for the sake of our communities, for the sake of our families. It's so important, especially as we come up into this, into the holidays, if we're going to be spending time with our families and the different perspectives that we meet in those spaces, that we can show up with compassion so that we can hear one another, because real change only happens when we can actually listen to each other and when we feel like we have the space to hold all the complexity of what is going on in the world.